Masechtas Pesachim discusses the dinim and halachos which are negeah to the yontif of Pesach. In Masechtas Beya, we find the halachos of yontif. In Masechtas Meid Katan, we find the halachos of Chol HaMoed. And then we have a Masechta for each yontif that discusses the halachos and the mitzvahs, the dinim which are negeah to that yontif only. For example, we have Masechtas Pesachim, which discusses in Yonei Pesach, besides for the Yontif of Chol HaMoed Shabbai, we have Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, Masechtas Yuma, Masechtas Sukkah, each Masechta discussing the unique halachas about that particular Yontif. The Masechta begins with the halachas of Bedikas Chametz, when Chametz is supposed to be Nivdak, the halachas of Bir Chametz. The Masechta goes on to discuss baking matzah, which vegetables are kosher for mar, taruvas chametz, which things have vayiro bayimotze. We discuss melacha on Erev Pesach. We go on to shchitas karban Pesach, achilas karban Pesach, the halachas of Pesach Sheni, and finally the final perek Arvei Pesachim, are the halachas of the Seder. The Masechta begins, Ur la'arbo osar beitkin es ha'chometz l'er haner. The Erev Pesach night, the night before Arbo Osar Nisan, the halacha is, one has to be beitik es ha'chometz, one has to be beitik the chometz, one has to search out the chometz in his reshus, l'er haner, by candlelight. Why is it that Chazal were misakein that a person has to be beidik chametz? Rashi learns shelo yaver alav ba'yiro ba'yimotzei, that the mitzvah of dikas chametz is to prevent a person from being over the iser of ba'yiro ba'yimotzei. The Rishonim ask on Rashi two kashas. First of all, the Gemara says very clearly later on that by being mevatel the chametz, one also is not going to be Eva Bal Yiroa Bal Yimotzei. So why is it that Chazal were matriachim to go ahead and to search his entire Rishus for Chametz? Why did Chazal not allow him to just go ahead and to be Mevatel the Chametz? And what's even more shver is, the Gemara says later on, HaBeidik Tzarech Sheyevato, that even after a person is Beidik Chametz, Chazal was still Mechayichim to be Mevatel the Chametz. So if he's going to go ahead and be mevatel the chametz anyway, so why were Chazal mechayev him to go ahead and to be beidik chametz, as Rashi learns, in order that he should not be eva bal yiroa bal yimotzei, l'chayra, the bittel, which he's subsequently going to do, will take care of any chashash of bal yiroa bal yimotzei. Why is it that Chazal were mechayev him to go ahead and to be beidik the chametz, to search out the chametz, find the chametz, and to destroy all the chametz that he has in his rishus? The Rishonim and the Achreinim are Maz B'Shitas Rashi, that Bittel Chametz has a danger. A person could see something on Pesach that he likes, and he could be Chayzer from his Bittel. He could undo his Bittel. Depending on how Bittel works, he may not even need a Maisa Kinyan in order to get the Chametz back into his Rishus. If one learns that Bittel Chametz works as a Maisa Hefker, then it's very probable he would need a Maisa Kinyan to get the Chametz back if he were to decide that he wants the Chametz. But if the Chametz is in his Rishus, his Chatzah will be kind of the Chametz for him if he wants to repossess the Chametz. If one learns that Bittel Chametz is not a true Maisa Hefker, but rather that the person is not Machshiv the Chametz by turning the Chametz in his mind to be as important to him as Afar, by taking away the chashivos, the teres lechem of the chametz, that is what makes the chametz mevutal and takes away the isa ba'yiro ba'yimotzei, then for sure, if a person sees a nice piece of chametz, and he decides that this is something that he would like to own, this is something that he would like to take back into his possession, the bittel would be undone, and the person would be eva ba'yiro ba'yimotzei. Therefore, Chazal or Mesakein, that the person should not rely on bittel only, but rather he should go ahead, search out the chametz, destroy, remove all the chametz that's in his property, and then there will be no more chashash, then he'll be over bal yiroa bal yimotzei. Chazal or Mechayev after the Bedika of Bittel, because he might find a Gluska Yafeh, he might miss something which will cause a problem either L'mafreya or when he finds it, which is a Shmuz by itself. But Al Kol Panim, Bedikas Chametz is to prevent the person from being Oved by Yiro, by Yimotzei, because we're scared if we're going to rely on Bittel, he might be Chazer from his Bittel. Tosfos, on the other hand, learns that the reason why Chazal were misakein Bedikas Chametz is Kedei Shlo Yovei Lo Eichlei, that a person should not Chas V'Shalom come to eat Chametz on Pesach. Even though other Isurim, a person is allowed to have in his house, and we are not Chayshish that Chas V'Shalom, a person will come to eat something that he shouldn't. However, since Chametz is something which a person is Loi B'Dili Minei, it's something which a person commonly eats, he's used to eating it, the rest of the year it's mutav achila. Chazal was scared that if a person would have the chametz in his house over the yontif of Pesach, he might chas v'sholom come to eat it. Even if he was mevatel the chametz, and there's no chashash, he's going to be eivah ba yiroah ba yimotzei, but he might inadvertently eat the chametz. Therefore, Chazal said, you have to be Boidik the chametz, mevar the chametz, to make sure that no yid comes to Chas V'Shalom eat chametz on Pesach. The Achrayim point out that there's a tremendous nafgamina halacha l'maisa between the shita of Rashi and the shita of Tosfos, why we are boidik chametz, and the nafgamina will be what size pieces of chametz are we trying to remove. When one is being bayed the chametz, what is it that one is searching for? What size pieces have to be removed from one's possession and burnt or destroyed before Pesach? Rashi learns, as we mentioned, that the reason why one has to be bayed the chametz is in order to prevent it from being over the lava bal yiro bal yimotze. Now, the truth is, the Gemara says later on, Pirurim memele batli, that small pieces, crumbs, are insignificant. They become bottle by themselves. And since they become bottle by themselves, then there in L'chaira would be no chiv to destroy those Pirurim if the tachlis of Bedikas Chametz is in order to prevent one from being over by Yirah by Yimotzeh. Pirurim are not chashev, crumbs are not chashev, they're batel memela, nobody's interested in them, and therefore there's no chashash on crumbs that one will go ahead and have in mind to be zeich in them again. The Igros Moshe in Orachayim, Chelek Aleph, is mesupik, what is the size of pirurim that we're talking about? The pirurim only means small crumbs, or the pirurim mean even pieces which are larger than crumbs, but they are less than a kazayis? Which size pieces did Chazal say are memela batli? Even if we are to learn that the pirurim of Chazal are dafka crumbs, and larger pieces, yet smaller than a kazayis, still need, are not bottle from Zichalein, and still need some sort of tikkun, either bedika or bittel, in order to prevent their owner from being over by Yiro by Yimotzei. L'chaira, there's another reason why pirurim, which are less than a kazayis, there would not be a by Yiro by Yimotzei. The Gemara in Yuma tells us, chatzi shir osa v'nateir, that this one is not allowed to eat chalef. If one eats a kazayis of chalef, so they have to bring a carbon chatas. Chatzi shir is also benatera. The Achrayim discuss at great length, is there an iser of chatzi shir on pachos mikazayis of what's negeya to bal yiroi bal yimotzi? The Shagas Aryeh brings a raya, a very gishmak raya, that there is no din of chatzi shir on the iser of bal yiroi bal yimotzi. The Gemara in Beya tells us that as machlekes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, what is the shear of chametz? What's negated by Yiro by Yimotzei? Is the shear a kazayis or is the shear a kaisevis? The Shagasari Tain is as follows: Shitas HaTosfos is that one is not loike on the iser of Bal Yiroh Bal Yimotze. Bal Yiroh Bal Yimotze, according to Tosfos, is a lav nitik lase. And since it's a lav nitik lase, there is no malchus on the lav of Bal Yiroh Bal Yimotze. Taina Teshagas Aye. If there's no malchus on the lav of Bal Yiroh Bal Yimotze, so what's in the gea to us what the shear of Bal Yiroh Bal Yimotze is? When we're talking about something like chalev, so by chalev, the shear is negeya to tell us. If you eat less than a shear, then it's awesome in atayra. Chatz a shear, awesome in atayra. But you don't have to bring a carbon. If you eat a shear, you bring a carbon. But what's negeya to Bal Yiroh Bal Yimotze, if we hold that chatz a shear is awesome in atayra, so even a masher is awesome. If you tell me that there's no einish on the isra Bal Yiroh Bal Yimotze, then even if one were to eat more than the shear, there wouldn't be an einish. So what's the shear negeya? What's negeya to iser even a mashu is also? What's negeya to the einish? There's anyway not an einish. Zok the shagas aryeh that it's mucha from here that there is no parsha of chatzi shear on Bal Yiroh and Bal Yimotze. The Achreidim discuss different reasons why that may be so. The Shagas Aryeh himself explains that there's a basic difference between the Isser Bal Yiroh and Bal Yimotze and the Isser of, let's say, Achilas Chametz or Achilas Chalev. By Achilas Chametz and Achilas Chalev, the Gemara says the reason why there is an Isser of Chatzi Shir is because it's Chozi Litztarufei. The Shagas Aryeh explains that if somebody goes ahead and eats a Chatzi Shir, and a minute later, Teichachilas Pras, he eats another Chatzi Shir. So then even the original Chatzi Shir was part of the greater Isser. He's over the Isser of Achila Lemafreya. The first half goes into the Isser. Masha'enkein, if a person were to own half of Zayis of Chometz, and now he gets himself another half of Zayis of Chometz, it's true that Mikanu Lahaba, he has a Zayis of Chametz. But he's not going to be over the full Bal Yiroh Bal Yimotze from when he got the first half of Zayis of Chametz. Isurei Achila are Chozi Litztarufei, which means that the first Chatzi Shir could go into the Shir Shalem. That one is over from the beginning of the Shir. Therefore, there's an Isser even on Chatzi Shir, because when one eats a Chatzi Shir, it's possible that he can eat another Chatzi Shir and be over the Islam Afreya. Masha'enkein, what's negeya to Bal Yiroh Bal Yimotze, even if one were to add another Chatzi Shir, the first Chatzi Shir that he had, and when he had that only, he's not going to be over Bal Yiroh Bal Yimotze for that time. So therefore, since he cannot be over L'mafreya, that is not the Chatzi Shir, which is also Benatayr. The Chantzis has a different explanation. He says that Chatzi Shir is only usher when there's some sort of achshaveh, when somebody did something to show that he's focusing on the Chatzi Shir. He picked it up and he ate it. Bal Yiroh Bal Yimotze, which sits in one's house, the Chometz is just sitting there without any chashivas, on that there is no iser of Chatzi Shir. Al Kopanim, the Shagas Aryeh, the Morgan Avram, many Paiskim hold that there is no iser on Bal Yiroh Bal Yimotze on a Chatzi Shir. If they are Pirurim, they are Mimela Batli. Therefore, according to Rashi, it should come out that there is no Chiv Bedikas Chometz on Pirurim and could be on anything less than a Kazayas. According to Tosfos, on the other hand, Tosfos holds that the Gzeir Shem Yavi La'achloi, that a person might come to eat it. Since Chatzi Shir is definitely also min atayir ba'achila, so therefore we for sure have to be scared that the person will come ahead and he will eat the pirurim that he finds, and therefore, according to Tosfos, there would be a chiv bedika and beer of even pirurim which are less than a kazayis. The Mishneh Berurah in Siman Tov Mem Beis Sifkaton Lamed Gimel. He says that brings that there's a machlokes apayiskim. Okay, be'emes yesh machlokes ben apayiskim bezeh. The das harbe apayiskim da filu pachs mikazayis tzorach beer. And the Mishneh Berurah concludes the dafka k'sheroy la'achilah k'tzas. That's dafka if it's slightly edible. If it was a little bit dirty, Upachis mikazayis, and it's also less than a kazayis, ain't tzorich levar lekula yalma. One does not even mevar it for sure, according to anybody. It's less than a kazayis, so there is no iser of bal yiroa bal yimotze on pachas mikazayis, befrat, if it's metunif. So therefore, it's for sure memela batle. Nobody is interested in it. And since it's metunif, nobody would go ahead and eat it. And therefore, the final halacha the Mishnah Berurah says is that if something is less than a kazayis and metunif ktas, so then there is no chiyah bedika and bittel on that. It would seem from this that if a person would like to know what is it that they are being baited for, what is it that they are cleaning for, the answer would be something like the size of a cheria. Something which a child or somebody would put into their mouth. Pirurim, which no person would put into their mouth because they're laying on the floor, they're metunaf tzas. So those pirurim, one does not have to remove them from their rishus before Pesach. So we're holding so far that when we're being bade the comets, we're looking for things the size of cheerios. The Shartzian, a little bit earlier in the siman, brings down the Yisrael Kadeshim Haim, the Nogula Hachmer Afil Benasha. There's the Hanhaga of Yisrael Kadeshim, that Yisrael Kadeshim remove even Pirurim, even Mashahu Chametz from their Rishos. So it would seem that because of the minig of Yisrael Kadeshim, one has to make sure that there are not only do they remove Cheerio pieces, but because of the minig of Yisrael Kadeshim, it would seem that one has to remove even Mashahus. However, there's a very important point over here. First of all, when the Shartzian is referring to Yisrael Kadeshim, that they remove even Mashahus, Mishnah Berurah brings that when one goes around to Bedikas Chametz, he should bring a feather with him to get up even the Mashahus. They're talking about a case where there's Vadei Chametz. They're talking about a case where one knows that Chametz has been placed in that particular location. However, to go ahead and to search for Mashahus, that we don't have such a raya from this Shartzian. Secondly, there's a very big difference between what a person is machmir because of Yisrael Kadeshim and what a person is machmir me'ikar adin. Sometimes, if a person is going to go ahead and look for pirurim, it's going to end up being a chumra da'asi l'dei kula. By being machmir on this Yisrael Kadeshim, they're going to end up with a kula. And there are two examples of this. First of all, the halacha is that one has a mitzvah to be baidik the mekaymis, where he is machnis chametz kol hashana. If one goes ahead and sells the mekaymis to a guy, so then he is losing the mitzvah of being baidik the chametz. And by selling these mekaymis to the guy, the person is being oiker the chiyuv bedika, and he's being oiker the takanas hachamim of being bedik any mokim that he owns. If a person could be bedik just for Cheerios, and that would make the bedika doable, and he would not have to sell the mokim to a guy, the only reason why he's selling the mokim to the guy is because he expends so much effort in his bedika that he's being baidik for mashahus, so then it would be more correct to be baidik from Cheerios and make a bedika and not to be baidik for mashahus and therefore have to sell the makam to a guy and be oiker the mitzvah of bedikas chametz. Another example is that sometimes a person, by being baidik for mashahus, by the time they come to the Seder, they're so eskimated, they're so wiped out, that they cannot be mekayim, the mitzvahs halayla, properly. And once again, by being machmir on this minig, they can end up being oiker, and being over halachis mefurashis, what's neged the sibatiyas mitzrayim, the achilas matzah, the shtiyas hakaisis. So what comes out is, that what one is mechuyiv to do, to look for pirurim, which somebody would put into their mouth, so that what one is mechuyif to, one is mechuyif to do. However, what one is doing more than they are mechuyif to do, so that needs a proper mishkal achasidus. What one is being oisik in the minhag kedoshim, one has to decide whether it is kedai for them or not, that it should not chas v'shalom be a chumra de osir de kula. When we discuss that one does not have to remove pirurim, which are metanfi, pirurim, which are dirty, so this only applies to areas where there is no food being eaten and food being prepared. However, in an area where food is being eaten and food was being prepared, one has to remove even mashrus. Because, after all, there's a chashash that the mashru may fall into his food, and he's going to end up eating a mashru chametz. If it falls in on Pesach, it would not even be bottle. So therefore, when one is dealing with the area which is next to mekaymus of achila or mekaymus of food preparation, one should make sure that even the mashrus are destroyed and removed. However, what's negay to the rest of the house, what one is mechuyif to do is to remove anything, even if it's pachs mikasher, if it's clean. If it's pachs mikasher metanfi, there is no chiv to go ahead and to remove that from the house. Yisrael Kedoshim have a minig to go ahead and to remove that, but as we said, that was to get to the minig of Yisrael Kedoshim, one has to make a proper mishkal achasis.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.